Have you tried to work with him specifically on fine-tuning any of his techniques or anything like that?
We've spent a lot of time fundamentally throughout the spring, both footwork and everything from ball fakes and ball handling to throwing accurately to dropping back. You know, there's a little bit different footwork that we're using some of the routes that he's used to. And we're timing him up with the receiver. So it's been a little bit of fundamental work. But, he's a veteran guy and a pro that's had success for a long time. So we're not doing anything, drastic changes, but just trying to fine-tune and tweak a few things.
What are your thoughts on Nassib thus far? You know, what have you kind of seen from him?
Really smart. I think he's done a great job, especially in our no-huddle periods of just being able to get guys lined up, whether we're in a two-minute situation or whatever situation we've been in. He's done a great job of just getting us in a correct formation, get us lined up, and then, he's just got to keep working on executing that, whether it's a throw or timing with the receivers. He's just got to continue to work with those guys, but he's been very good to this point in terms of studying and learning.
He seems to have a bit of mobility, too, that he can move a little bit. Mm-hmm. Is that a part of his game that you've seen as well as far as extending plays and even running, too?
Yep, he's taken off on a few times. We've had either a broken play or a breakdown of protection and made some plays with his feet. So that's an element of the game that he has, and he's used it. I think if you've seen practices, he's gotten out on the perimeter a few times and has looked pretty good.
Danny, with Eli being the veteran he is, the resume he has, but also coming off the year he's coming off of, do you have a feel? Does he want tough love? Does he want you to give it to him straight to improve?
He's taken it on upon himself that he needs to have a great season coming up. He knows, I think he's had, with the amount of success he's had in the past, I think he knows the challenges of last year and the turnovers and things. He's been very motivated to improve. And you can see that just with his daily preparation. He's in early, he stays late, he's studying. I know he was on his way to a function and he was studying in the car, So he's taken it very seriously. He's taken the offensive changes, very seriously in terms of studying and being ready each day. So I think there's no question he's motivated to improve from last year.
I'm sure it doesn't work as a coach at your level to walk on eggshells around a player, but yeah. Did you have to kind of feel out a relationship with him at all, though?
I think, there is a trust factor that you've got to gain. I wasn't here to bring up a bunch of stuff from the past. We've got enough changes philosophy-wise, offensively, that's where we've really put all of our attention is kind of going forward. So, I didn't have to bring that up or harp on last year at all. He knows that he's got to cut down the interceptions. Those things are kind of go without saying. So I didn't have to spend a lot of time with that stuff. We've really focused this spring about kind of moving forward and how can we improve and just try to work on getting better each day.
What about Curtis Painter? He's kind of that guy that, you talk about Eli all the time, you talk about Nassib. He's kind of that third guy that doesn't get mentioned as much. What have you kind of seen from the veteran?
He doesn't get very many reps. That's the hard part of him. He doesn't get as many chances at it. But fundamentally, he's really improved. I think he's a very accurate thrower. That's his strength. He had a little bit of a knee early on, so he didn't get as many reps in the individual periods that we have at the beginning of the off-season program. But he's gotten more work lately. And, he's a veteran guy, too, that has been a backup and kind of knows what that entails. And he's done a great job preparing himself. And with the limited amount of reps he gets, he's been pretty sharp. He's stayed sharp throughout the spring.
You talked about making sure everybody's getting the reps. I mean, at one point, I think you had five on the roster. Were you a little worried about that?
Yeah, and having the guys at the time, we had some questions about where people were health-wise.
Right.
So we were carrying a little bit more. But as we got healthier, we cut that down. And that certainly, it's hard to rep five guys for sure. So three is a good number. And, you'd like to be able to develop a fourth if you can, if you have the number, you know, if you have enough spots. But it, without the extra spot, having three is pretty good work, and everybody gets, you know, the starter and the backup get the majority of the snaps, but the third guy gets a few reps here and there.
How do you work out the backup snaps, and what's a comfortable number for you as far as maybe how much he's able to work with the first team just is an emergency?
Yeah, you know, with the amount of work that the number one needs, the number three guy's not going to work with the ones very often. He'll work mostly with the twos. He'll get... you know, he'll get some situation reps here and there, but it is hard to get the third guy very much time. That's because it takes so much time for the number one guy to get ready. The second team guy gets, you know, probably about half the snaps as the first guy gets, and the third guy gets about half as the second guy. So, you know, you can do the math there, but it's hard to rep three guys with the first team for sure.
Yeah.
But they get it. He's got it. That's where it's important for the third to really spend some time in the meeting room and studying, because he does not get the on-the-field work as the other guys get.
Danny, last year it seemed like there weren't always very many safe places for Eli to go. You know, sometimes you look at a tight end as a safety valve or even a screen pass, which generally eluded this team.
Yeah.
All season. Do you see the people in place, the personnel, where that stuff might be parts of the offense, and he might have those options this year that are safer, say?
I think, you know, you look at our, really the perimeter group, the tight ends, the backs, the receivers. I think there's some real playmakers there. One thing that we've kind of been studying, and it showed up this week, Eli had numerous checkdowns to the backs, and a lot of them, you know, Rashad Jennings out of the backfield, he's a pretty good weapon. So getting the ball to him, not only handing it off, but throwing it to him, he's going to be dangerous that way. So we've gotten the ball to Rashad that way in the screen game and then checking the ball down. And I think he was 100% throwing to the backs this week. You know, so you take a look at that stat, and he's doing a good job of getting through the progression and dropping the ball down and then getting positive yards with that to the running backs.